AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama gives a speech tonight from the Oval Office about steps the government is taking to keep people safe after the deaths of 14 people in an attack last week in San Bernardino, California. Mark Smith with more.
We're being told the speech will include an update on what investigators have been able to learn about the couple behind the shooting, but also a discussion of the broader threat the president sees from Islamic State militants and their allies. A spokesman says Obama will reiterate his firm conviction that the Islamic State group will be destroyed, but that the U.S. must draw upon its core values to do so.
In the investigation, neighbors say investigators raided a home next door to the house where the family of shooter Saeed Farooq used to live. With the Iowa caucuses in a couple of months, GOP candidates are talking national security.
In light of the San Bernardino massacre and the recent attacks in Paris, GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump says the country is at war.
If we're not smart, and if we're not really cunning, and if we don't beat them to the punch, it's going to be very ugly over here. It's going to be very bad.
He talked to reporters in Spencer. In Des Moines, Ted Cruz says President Obama is taking the wrong approach in response to mass shootings.
We see a president of the United States who, rather than stand up and say, we will defeat radical Islamic terrorism, stands up and says, we want to take away the guns from law-abiding citizens.
I'm Carlotta Bradley.
Liberty University President Jerry Falwell Jr. tells students at his Christian College in Lynchburg, Virginia, to arm themselves.
I just wanted to take this opportunity to encourage all of you to get your permit. We offer a free course, and let's teach them a lesson if they ever show up here.
Falwell says he wants his campus prepared in the increasing frequency of mass shootings. Virginia law restricts concealed carry permits to people 21 and older. This is AP Radio News. Actor Morgan Freeman and his pilot are fine after their plane had to make an emergency landing at an airport in Mississippi. Clarksdale Mayor Bill Luckett, a friend of Freeman's, says a small executive jet blew a tire on takeoff and made a controlled force landing at another airport in Tunica, just a few miles away. Clemson Tigers should take the top seed in the four-team college football playoff after beating North Carolina 45-37 in the ACC championship game. Coach Dabo Swinney says it's not easy to win 13 straight games.
These guys found a way to get it done, and I'm just so proud of them. I think we're the only undefeated team left now.
Alabama takes the SEC title 29-15 with a win over Florida, likely securing a slot among the four remaining teams. Michigan State should be in with a win over previously unbeaten Iowa 16-13 in the Big Ten title game. And Oklahoma, which did not play yesterday, will probably be the four squad picked by the selection committee later today. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.